Good. All right, Northside, I want you to think back to last year at this time, all the way back in time to September 2016. Travel back. Rio Olympics had just ended. Election was in full swing. Every commercial was political. Movies that came out that month were Snowden, Bridget Jones's Baby, shocked that didn't get an Oscar nommy, and Beauty and the Beast. Number one song at this time on the charts was Closer by the Chainsmokers. Do you remember what you were doing a year ago today? September 2016. Were you getting ready to start high school? Getting ready to start college? Were you at a different job? Who were you spending? Who were you hanging out with the majority of your time? Did you get married last year like Vivian and Mike did? Woo! Right? Did you change jobs? Did you learn a new hobby? Learn to play the guitar or something like that this year? Last time at this year, were you attending a church? I'm curious to see. How many of you were not attending Northside regularly, and if this is your first time, this counts, last year, September 2016? Would you stand if you weren't? If you were not attending, or raise your hand if you can't stand, you were not regular attending Northside. Cool, welcome. All right. You can sit down. You know, every year we have a saying, and it's usually around this time of year when we're kicking off our new season. I wonder who will be a part of our Northside family next year. Like, I wonder who's going to be our best friends. I wonder who we're going to serve with. I wonder who we're going to share a potluck with. And you guys did not disappoint us. We're really glad that you're here this year. So welcome. Now I want, if you were part of the start of this church, November 2010, when a few of us met in a living room in Rogers Park, if you were part of that group, would you stand? Okay. We are so glad there's more of us, right? There were some Sundays when we couldn't even play Foursquare, right? Yeah. And there were some Sundays where I really felt like I was just preaching to Bucky, Maria, and Corey, right? And it was very, very awkward. So we are so thankful that this place is packed today because we've grown. And that's what a church is supposed to do. A church is supposed to grow. And every year we should say, who are the new people that have decided that Northside is their church home, right? Because God wants his church to grow. Acts 2 talks about the church, the followers of Jesus Christ, and how they grew. Look at this. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. You know, the church grew, and it did it really, really well. I mean, look at what they did together. They worshiped together. They learned together at the temple. They remembered Christ's death and shared the Lord's Supper together. They ate together. And look how they ate. They did it with great joy and generosity. We totally have that here, right? When we have a potluck, isn't it with great joy and generosity, right? And then all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all people, they enjoyed each other. Like, they really, really, really enjoyed being with each other. And that is such a wonderful feeling, to be with people on a Sunday morning or throughout the week that you enjoy being with. And then because of this chemistry, look what happens. And each day the Lord added to the fellowship those who were being saved. The church grew. And it sounds a lot like what we do here at Northside. We worship together. We have communion together. We praise together. We experience joys together. We're extremely generous together. And each day, or each year, the Lord adds to our church. How were you added to Northside? I'm just curious. I'm going to have you raise your hand. I won't have you stand up. Raise your hand if you were added to Northside because a Northsider invited you. Okay. Oh. I'm going to break it down a little bit. Raise your hand if Syndra invited you. Yeah. And that, I got even this one. Raise your hand if Aretha invited you. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot, right? And I'm going to narrow it down even more. Okay, no, I'm not going to narrow it down anymore. How many of you came because you heard about Northside in the neighborhood? You just heard of us and you came. Okay, all right. How many of you came because your parents made you? Yeah. I was hoping Cameron was here because his hand would have shot up. How many of you came first to an event like the Easter, VBS, or a rummage sale, or a boutique, or Christmas, or tutoring, or a youth event? Okay, came with that. Diane, I do not like rummage sales. I think they are the worst. But you are a rummage sale trophy. And I would do it, or hope someone else would lead it, anytime if we got people like you. So you are our rummage sale trophy. Yeah. But I really don't want to do them. Okay. Right. How many of you are here because your spouse made you? Okay. There's something there. How many of you are here because you walked by and something supernatural pulled you into the door and there just happened to be a staff member or two here at the time? Oh! Rosemary, Tina, that's your story. That's pretty awesome. I believe most of the time churches grow because someone you respect, maybe you couldn't have language for it, but someone who showed the fruit of the Spirit invited you to Northside. And you were willing to say yes to that because you saw something different in them. You know, I believe a big part of why Northside grew this past year and has grown over the 7 years is because you represented Jesus well. You did. And I guarantee you, if you are some crazy gossip, anger-driven, perverted, unkind, bullying, lying, nasty human being, doesn't matter how good our donuts are, how good our worship is, how great our teaching is on Sunday, people are not coming to check out your church if you live your life like that. And I also guarantee you, if you are a follower of Jesus who is filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, living a life of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, people will not come to your church unless you invite them. Unless you invite them. One more time, raise your hand if you were invited to the Northside Community Church. Wow. Wow. You know, part of our vision for this year, and this is where we kind of paint the picture for you, is to grow in numbers. You know, not because we want more tithes, or we want more volunteers, or we want a better ethnic variety at our potlucks, right? Which is the sweet part of who we are. Yeah, I know you love my German sauerkraut. Yeah. We want to grow because it's what God asked us to do. It's what the church is supposed to do. To be the light of the world that draws people to Him. That's our mission. That's who we are. And so, and the each day the Lord added to the fellowship are those who are being saved. You got to think about that. That's not just filling this building. Those are lives changed. That's salvation. That's people going from a life that's destined for eternal death and separation from God, and all of a sudden being saved for all eternity to love the Lord their God with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, the whole rest of their lives. It's understanding that there is a God out there, and guess what? He cares for you, and guess what? He has a plan for your life. It's becoming to know that, right? That's what's growing in numbers, and that is awfully exciting. You know, the verse that I believe God gave me 7 years ago when we started this church was this verse, Colossians 1:6. The same good news, this is the truth about Jesus Christ dying for you so you can be saved, came to you, is going out all over the world. And is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. Going out all over the world, that's growing in numbers, guys. That's growing in numbers because they heard the message and they wanted all people to have the message that Jesus saves. That's the message. It grows the church. And then look what it does. It changes lives. Imagine your life without Jesus. It's not good. It changes lives. This is where our faith grows. You know, when you believe that God loves you, when you believe He has a plan for your life, when you get yourself off the throne and let Him reign in your life, when you allow Him to move into every area of your life, not just this little pocket here on Sunday, and you stay connected to Him. You can't breathe without Him. You can't wake up in the morning without acknowledging Him. You pray about everything. You ask Him advice about everything, and you know that His presence is always there. That's connecting with Him. And when that happens, you bear fruit. Your life looks like the Holy Spirit, that love and that joy and that peace and that patience and that kindness. It is in you. Our vision for this year is grow, and it has four parts to it. It has growing numbers. So if you consider Northside your home church, you are part of this vision. So for every vision marker that we have, growing numbers or growing whatever, you have a part. Do you want to know what your part is? Invite people. Because it seems to work. when you invite people. And you say, well, what can I invite them to? I'm so glad you asked. Let me tell you what we have planned this year, and we have calendars for you to take home too. So we have this little thing called 412, our high school ministry, all right? And their high school ministry is kicking off their ministry year in September, on Sunday, September 24th, with a youth collision event. That's when Christian teens from around the Chicagoland area get together and do events together. So this year they have the dive-in movie. Yes, you swim and watch a movie. It's bizarre, but it works, right? And they're going to have an Olympics at North Park College or University, and they're going to have Christmas karaoke, and they're going to have all these events that you can invite your friends to. And you're like, well, I don't want to go to another church or another place. I'd rather them come to my church. Fantastic. The first Saturday of every month, you can bring them to this building for fun and more fun and more fun than that with other high schoolers. And you say, well, how can I be a part of this year's church's yearly vision? You invite them to come. High schoolers, you have friends. You invite your friends to come to church with you. Could I have our 412 leaders stand up? Oh, good. Courtney, Don, Bucky. All right. These are our 412 leaders. They promise to be fun. You guys promise? All right, they promise to be fun. So they want you to invite your friends to this. Do you wish that there was something for our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders?
Yeah.
Well, there is. Good news. We're starting a brand new ministry this year, and it's called Grow. And its mission is grow in faith, grow in friends, and grow in numbers. And Grow is going to meet here at Northside 2 times a month, starting September 23rd for their kickoff from 6 to 7:30. And they have theme nights, all right? So they're going to do theme nights. They have Gross Games night. They have a beach night. They have an Ice Ice Baby night. And you don't know unless you come to Grow what that's all about. You have Lego night. We have talent night. We have Back to the Future retro night. And we're going to have an end of the year dance party. This is exciting. Middle schoolers are part of our church's vision. So that means they need to invite their friends so we can grow. On Saturday, March 24th, we're going to have our Easter outreach event that we've had. We've done it a number of years. But guess what? Our leadership team, we decided to go back to the drawing table on this event. We said, how can we make people come to this event and not feel like it's so chaotic, but really get to know people so that we can invite them to come back to our church? So this year, we're going to have 2 Easter breakfast seatings. So we're going to have an Easter breakfast where they come at tables, baskets are given away, a presentation is given, everyone receives candy. So we have a chance to really invite them to back to our church and have relationships with them. Northside, you're part of this vision. So what are you supposed to do for it? Invite people so we can grow, right? If you served at our Easter event last year, stand up. Very good. Thank you. All right. Have a seat. Thank you. Oh, we can clap for him. All right. All right. And some of you say, well, I want something that I can invite a friend to and, you know, make one of my famous meals. Well, this is great because we have 2 Northside dinner and movies this year. If you went to this summer, raise your hand. You went to dinner and a movie this summer. I heard it was a great time, right? So we have 2 dinner and a movies where you can share a potluck dinner. You can have trivia together. You can watch a movie. And they are going to be on October 20th and February 16th. Northside, your part in this vision is to what? Invite your friends. So we can grow, right? Now, I heard Carol Dietz talking earlier that she really likes some events where she can just invite her lady friends to it. Well, guess what? We have women's ministries and we have ladies' nights, right? And you can come and try one of these 4 events this year. We got pumpkins, we got Christmas wreaths, we have Valentine's, and we have Easter gardens. Stand up if you are one of our workers in our ladies' nights. Lou, I know you're here. I don't think Gloria's here. All right, Lou, there you are. All right. Yeah. So, ladies, you can do your part and be part of the vision by inviting people so we can
grow.
And then, Rodney, I heard you just talking the other day. You're like, I don't really do crafts, but I love to work out. Rodney, good news. We got a fitness ministry here. All right? And we've been blessed with not one, but 2 professional fitness experts in our church, right? And they commit every Saturday morning to Zumba at 9 and muscle toning at 10 to help people get to fit. And right now, I'd say more than 50% of those who regularly attend our fitness ministry are not Northsiders yet. You see what we're doing there, right? Stand up if you are one of our fitness trainers. There she is. Yeah. All right. Northside, you can be a part if you buy some supportive sportswear and invite your friends to this so we can grow. We have tutoring. We have tutoring. We have 50-minute sessions of quality, godly, relationship-centered tutoring for free every Tuesday during the school year. Stand up if you are a tutor this year. Oh, nicely done. Stand up if you are the best math tutor this year. Yeah. No-brainer. If you live in this neighborhood, tutoring is so expensive and people can't have time to get to it. This is a very, very easy way to meet our vision and to, starts October 3rd, by the way, to invite people to so we can grow. You need more options? Alex, you need more options? I have one for you. I have a week-long vacation Bible school, right? Every night for 5 nights, we get to brag on our Savior through song and teaching and craft and games. It's entertaining, it's enlightening, it's energetic, it's Jesus-focused, it's for ages 4 through the completion of 8th grade. I'm going to reveal the dates for this year, June 25th to the 29th. Stand up if you volunteered in our VBS this year. Northside, you want to be about this vision, you have to invite people so we can grow, right? What, Don? What's that? Oh, Don, you say you want something you can invite your business-minded friends to? Oh, okay. Well, the Northside, as you heard earlier, will be hosting the Entree Leadership Seminar on October 27th from 8:30 to 4. So we're opening our doors to a free leadership training center hosted by Dave Ramsey. Raise your hand if you have never been to one of these leadership seminars. Look at that. So you're all going. That's great. That's great. Northside, you want Don and his friends to have other people there, so you need to invite people so we can
grow.
What? Bucky, what? What? Oh, Bucky wants another chance to take down Robert at the tug of war. At the men's Olympics, right? That's right. We're bringing back the men's Olympics. Yeah. Saturday, June 16th, every person who lived to tell about this experience or brag about it should invite people so next year we will grow in numbers. We got a whole big calendar full of events that you can invite people to. Raise your hand again if you were invited to the north side and that's how you got here. Oh man, that's powerful. Another thing we're going to do this year is we're going to grow in faith. 1 Corinthians 3:1-3 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. I had to talk as though you belonged to the world, as though you were infants in Christ. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger." Guess what? You still aren't ready, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature. You are jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove you're controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like people of the world? Looking back to September 2016, has your faith grown this year? You know? When babies are born here at Northside, whatever their name is, I just add baby to it. So Sam became baby Sam, and Lake became baby Lake. And that name stayed their name, at least by me, until both of them individually came up to me and said, "I'm not a baby anymore." Well, guess what, Northside? Each year, our faith should grow because we're not supposed to be babies anymore, right? We should be looking back every year or daily, monthly, saying to ourselves, "Man, I'm not like that anymore." Or, "I don't get anxious about money anymore." Or, "I have joy even in my current situation, which was pretty bad right now." Or, "I don't resort to sinful behavior as much as I used to. And now I seem to spend more time in prayer, and it just happened kind of overnight. And now I want to know more of scriptures, and I've never felt like that before. And now I don't put myself first anymore, but I put others before me." That's growing up. That's stop being babies, right? And our vision this year is to grow in faith, and we're going to give you lots of opportunities to do that. But here's your role in growing faith. Stop being a baby. I'm going to use this language, and you have the right to use it to me, too. Like, hey, Carrie, you lost the game. Stop being a baby, all right? This year should look different than last year. And next year should look different from this year. We should be growing in our trust, in our love, in our devotion, and our obedience to Jesus every day. And we have opportunities here. We have small groups. And this is a place where you can grow your faith. You can ask questions. You can be prayed for. You can share great God stories. You can hear great God stories. You can have accountability. We have couples groups. We have women's groups. And we'll make a group if we hear that there needs to be another one. Would you stand up if you're a small group leader? All right, they're all back there. All right. If you're not part of a small group and you want to grow in your faith, I'm going to tell you, stop being a baby. Join a small group. We got another opportunity, membership for the Northside Community Church. We're offering two classes of membership this year, and you have to attend both, January 7th and the 14th from noon to 2:30, right? Can you be a part of the Northside family and not become a member? Absolutely. Of course you can. Most of you are not members, so yes, you can keep attending. But our membership is how we elect our board. And it's how we elect our elders. And they're serious, committed positions because we're a non-denominational church and we need to operate. So membership for us is a tangible, visual way of saying, I believe this is my home church and I'm committed to it. If that is the next step for you, stop being a baby. Become a member. One of the ways God has asked us to follow him is to be baptized, right? It's very clear in his word. He wants us to be baptized. He wants us to know him and then to show the world that we know him and we're part of his family. You know, what's stopping you from being baptized? Was it Franco's wetsuit when he got baptized? Because you don't have to wear that. You can just wear your regular clothes. Or if you want one, I'm sure he'll let you borrow it. Part of growing your faith is doing what God has asked you to do. So we're going to have two baptism services this year. It's going to be on November 19th. That's our Thanksgiving sharing session. So that's a powerful one. And then March 31st, right before Easter, because how cool the rain in Easter being baptized, right? So if you haven't been baptized, stop being a baby, all right? Get baptized this year. And there's other ways to grow. You know, make Sunday a priority. Make church a priority. Read your Bible. Ask questions. If you have a question about your faith, the Bible, the church, God, Jesus, just ask us. We want you to grow in your faith. So our vision, grow in faith, stop being a baby. The next part is grow in service. 1 Peter 4:10 says this, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. You know, every event that we've just gone through takes people serving, right? And in order to grow in numbers and to grow faith, you have to be growing in service. So Northside's vision this year is grow in service, and your part is do something, right? There is something here for everyone. There's ushering and parking lot and making coffee and church setup and boutique and VBS and 412 and grow middle school and small group leaders and Sunday school teachers and helpers and nursery volunteers, sound team, PowerPoint, worship, administration, tutoring, shopping, teaching, and cleaning. We have a spot for you to serve in. I mean, Jesus himself, the Son of God, the King of all kings, his mission as he came down was to serve, and he is God. Mark 10:45 says, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. We just had a building campaign, right, this summer. We decided we wanted to get our church back together, painting, baseboards, scouring bathrooms. You stepped up, Northside, and participated in this huge endeavor. If you were a part of cleaning our church this summer, painting it, would you stand up? Yes, thank you. Thank you. Grow in service. In order to grow in service, you have to do something. backed by popular demand this year, is Feed My Starving Children, right? This is a time when our church can go and serve the children of the world. And last year we took 50 people, and this year we're booked for 80 people. And we're going to be going on Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Think about that. You just had all that food, and now you're going to take care of others. And we're going November 25th from 4:30 to 6:30. If you went to Feed My Starving Children with us as a church, or just went on your own this year, would you please stand? Thank you. All right. Northside's vision is grow in service, and your part is do something. The last part of our vision of grow in numbers, grow in faith, grow in service is this. We're going to grow in community, right? Real, authentic community. We're going to know each other's names. We're going to know where each of us was born. We're going to know our genetic makeup, because I just sent my test kit away and I found out, all right? And it will surprise you. We are going to know what our likes and our dislikes are for cheesecake, snakes, and clowns, right? We're going to know our God stories, our testimonies, our failures, our heart's desires, our prayer requests. We are going to grow in community. Because here's the thing, a lot of you don't have family around here. And this has become your family. And we are going to make this family go deeper in authentic community. Remember the scripture we started with. They worshiped together at the temple each day. They met in homes for the Lord's Supper. They shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all people. And each day the Lord added to the fellowship those who were being saved. This is what real authentic community looks like. But you guys, it takes time, and it takes work, and it takes being vulnerable, and it takes a commitment. You know, best friends are not formed overnight. So Northside's vision this year is to grow in community, and here's your part in it. Talk to someone new. Talk to someone new. Meet somebody new when you come to the Northside. Have a conversation with someone. Put yourself out there. And we all agree we're not going to get mad if we forget each other's names, because I know some of you have asked 6 or 7 times and I keep forgetting. But we're going to keep on asking each other's names. We might change where we sit or mix up who you spend the majority of your Sunday talking to, but you're going to put yourself out there. Because the more you talk, the more natural it becomes. And then you're going to be all huggy and whatnot, right? Community starts with one conversation. So your job this year at Northside is to talk to someone new. Fast forward with me. It is now September 2018. Another year older. Casey is off to her first year in college. Cam, Zaya, Margaret, Nick, they're starting their junior year in high school. Laura got her AARP card. Yvonne got married. It's September 2018. Did you grow last year? Or did you ignore everything Carrie said because you're thinking about the hot dog with the cheese sauce? The question is going to be up to you. Did you grow? Did you invite people to the North Side? Did you stop being a baby? Did you do something and be a part of the service? Did you talk to someone new every time you came? So my question to you is, will you grow? The Northside leadership, we are committed to this. We are all over this. I am committed to this vision. And I am so certain if we stick to it, if we work it, if we remember it, our church is going to be the church that God desires us to be, right? That He desires us to be. It's going to be full of numbers. It's going to be full of faith. It's going to be full of service. And it's going to be full of community. Will you grow? Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. We come before you to dedicate ourselves. Father, as you speak to the hearts of your people here today, would you stir in them, Father, a commitment? Maybe it's been a long time since they put some time into growing their faith. The Bible's on the shelf, or maybe not even know where it is anymore. It's been hardly time that they've prayed. they aren't part of a small group. Church has just been kind of a thing, hit or miss. But Father, you're stirring in their hearts right now that they need to grow that faith. So Father, I pray right now that they would be committing their faith to you right now, making a pledge and a promise and a covenant to you that says, I am in this year to grow. And Father, I pray for those who would call Northside their home, but service, it just seems like there's just not enough hours in the day. I get that, God, but I pray that you would free up their schedules. I pray that you would prioritize their schedules, and I pray that service would be on their minds and their hearts to do this year. Father, I pray that the hearts that you're stirring right now, that they would do something. And Father, for community, we get comfortable. We get comfortable in our own little areas or who knows us best or who we can be real with, Father, but there is more authentic community to be had. So I pray, Father, for the most introverted person right now, that they would be able to get themselves out and say hello to people and welcome people and make connections with people, because Father, I know that that is going to be powerful as our church grows and how we support one another. And Father, and for those people who are not yet here a part of Northside, but they will be next year at our kickoff Sunday, Father, we pray that you'd lay it on our hearts who we're supposed to invite here, that they would come here, Father, and just like we sang earlier, they would feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, and it would blow them away, Father, how good you are, and that your presence is here. So, Father, I pray for opportunities after opportunities after opportunities to invite people. And we commit ourselves and our church to you, God. You have taken care of us and blessed us and grown us, and you are the head of this place. You are the leader of this place. You are the Almighty God. You are the Savior, Father. You are gracious and good and kind and everlasting. And Lord, it is you that has put this place on foundation. It is you that we trust. You are the cornerstone. You are the one this is all about. So, Father, we commit our year to you. It's in your powerful name we pray.